Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, and now this day is historic. America has gone 235 years and 44 previous occupants of the White House and managed to do so without indictment. Donnie Dump has become the first previous White House squatter to be brought to criminal trial. It's a sad day, but it is truly historic. We're living through history. It's bizarre history. It's history we certainly would prefer not to live through, but here it is. And it started off with a bang. Dump and his quack legal team basically got denied on a couple of motions, a couple of very important motions, as a matter of fact. One motion was an attempt to get the judge recused once again, even though they've tried that, I think, three times now. But the other one was to try to get evidence, very important evidence, from being testified on. And that evidence has to do with the catch and kill program that they did with the Inquirer, where they would buy the rights to the stories. You know, that's the catch part. And then they would never publish the stories. That's the kill part. So that's kind of interesting and real, real bad for Dump. And the other noteworthy thing, not exactly newsworthy, but it is in the irony files. Dump reportedly, by people that were in court all day long, reportedly fell asleep several times during the sessions. And the beautiful irony of that is the fact that he's been calling President Biden Sleepy Joe for 5 years now. So there you have it. That's day one in court. And I think it's going to be a very interesting couple of months. And I'm just hoping that we get a unanimous jury, because it's the only way he's going to get convicted. So all 12 jurors have to agree that he broke the law and how. And then we'll find out what the judge has to say about how long or even if he's going to be in prison. So we'll keep on top of it. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.